In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on May 5th, 2016. This is the official podcast from thecowbelltolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for From the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer Ethan Lee. Ethan, happy Cinco de Mayo.
It's not Cinco de Mayo.
Tomorrow is, and by tomorrow, I mean it is the day they're listening. It's Cinco de Mayo, so just pretend that we're recording on Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Ethan.
Gesundheit.
I don't know what that means. How are you?
I'm awake.
That's great. Now ask me, how's it going?
How's it going, Daniel?
I'm just fine. Thanks for asking. On today's show, Mississippi State didn't play a midweek game, so we're going to have to scour up as much talk about the Missouri Tigers as possible.
I actually like that they didn't because, you know, this is the middle of finals week for Mississippi State students, so if the athletes had to play a game, that would have sucked. I would have hated that.
And we have questions.
We do have questions. We'll talk mostly about questions, probably.
Here's a fun fact about Missouri, Ethan, about their pro baseball team.
It plays in Columbia?
Well, yeah, but their website, their baseball schedule, is brought to you by Pickleman's Gourmet Cafe.
Oh, you see that too.
And it's just a giant pickle.
With gold letters.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But yeah, we play the Missouri Tigers. Let's talk about them.
The MU Tigers? Moo Tigers?
M-I-Z.
Z-O-U.
Well, yeah. The Tigers of Missouri. They are 24-22 on the season.
Not good.
7-14 in the Southeastern Conference.
Also not good.
I'm just taking a look at their schedule. Their losses include the University of Illinois Chicago.
Yeah.
They took 1 out of 3 from Youngstown State. They lost to the Fighting Rick Rays of Southeast Missouri.
So, wait, they lost a series to Bo Pelini.
Yes.
They lost a series, well,
they lost a game.
A game out of 2 games. That's stupid. Just play a freaking series to Rick Ray.
Yes. They got swept by Florida, swept by Vanderbilt. They took 2 from Arkansas, which I don't know how that happened. They took 2 from Auburn. Yeah. They lost to Missouri State by 15. They got swept by LSU, including a 13-run loss. They got swept by South Carolina. Then they turn around, they beat Missouri State by 8 in sweep Tennessee. And most recently, they lost to Illinois. This is a weird team.
Yeah, I think that Arkansas series win has more to do with Arkansas being awful at parts of the season that we've seen more so than Mizzou being decent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember playing Mizzou last year.
I don't think we did. We swept them in 2014 on the road.
When they had like 7 fans show up for the entire series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mizzou's not a baseball school. They've got, you know, other programs that are good, other athletic teams, I guess, teams if you will. They're good at other sports. They're not good at baseball, just historically.
So, their game notes feature...
Oh, they have game notes?
4 emojis.
Oh, no, they're awful. They delete their account.
On their game notes, it says Mizzou rotation with the flexing arm emoji, the fire emoji, the 100 emoji, and the tiger emoji.
Can you send this to me?
Well,
oh, here it is. Oh, no. They have it for each section. Setting the stage, Missouri. Oh gosh, their TBA has. Yeah, no, this is awful.
We thought that our athletic department was bad.
I like our athletic department.
Yeah, well, your opinion is invalid.
Just because my opinion is different from yours doesn't make it invalid.
Says the person that thinks that longevity means correctness.
I didn't say those were equal.
But
I just said that because
I'm
older than you, I'm right.
Well, yeah,
that's
like,
all
that's
I went
fair.
With. It's too bad I've been on this earth longer.
Well, you know what? You shut up. So let's talk about their starters.
They've got a TBA, which
yeah,
we have a TBA. I wonder if they're related.
I was going to get to that.
Okay.
On Friday, they'll be starting Reggie McClain.
Yeah. Who doesn't have, you know, awful stats.
4-2 win-loss record with a 3.72 ERA. 77.1 innings pitched, has given up 86 hits, 42 runs, has a strikeout to walk ratio of 68-7.
I mean, the strikeout to walk ratio is pretty good. One loss record's not bad. But as a whole, I mean, it's nothing special.
I am going to pull up his stats against some quality opponents.
I was working on that.
Start off with Florida.
Complete game?
Yeah. Let me file off.
Gave up nine hits, three runs, and only two of which were earned. He struck out eight.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Let's go down to Vanderbilt. 6 1/3, eight hits, four runs, nine strikeouts.
So he's striking out a lot of folks.
Let's go down to Arkansas, a 7-6 loss in game one.
Oh, I was going down to LSU.
You're okay. You go ahead.
I mean, LSU's better than Arkansas.
I know, but Reggie McClain in 5 1/3 gave up nine hits and six runs, struck out five.
Most recently, not most recently. I'm bouncing between LSU and Tennessee. LSU, seven innings, 10 hits, seven runs.
And South Carolina.
Yeah.
Five innings, five hits, four runs, two strikeouts.
Yeah, he worked hard pretty good against Tennessee. Like, that Tennessee performance right here, striking out 12.
Oh, wow. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So, I think...
Striking out a lot of people.
Yeah. So... they have a pretty good pitcher, game one. Game two, Tanner Houck. Houck?
Houck.
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 Is it Houck?
Houck. Let's go with Houck.
Houck. That's a weird name.
We are sorry, Tanner.
He has a 4-4 win-loss record with a 3.12 ERA, 78 innings pitched. He's given up 57 hits, 32 runs, has a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 81-20.
Yeah, 4-1's not bad for strikeouts to walks.
I don't really want to go through the stats because that's boring. Let's just go through the scores against the quality opponents he's faced. 6-2, 2-0, a 6-2 loss to Florida, 2-0 loss to Vanderbilt, 8-5 win over Arkansas, 2-0 win over Auburn, a 9-5 loss to LSU, a 5-1 loss to South Carolina, and a 6-5 win over Tennessee.
You know, obviously Tennessee, that
is not a great quality opponent. Is not a quality opponent,
no.
But they're in the
no.
SEC,
but what I was saying is that series was their best series on the season as a whole.
Yes.
They just, you know, had they won against Illinois, they would have been they would be on a 5-game win streak right now. And that was a game they only lost by 2 runs. So
Missouri plays Oklahoma in a midweek game, so eventually.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Missouri will start the almighty TBA.
We know something about him.
Yeah, TBA, he's a good guy.
No.
I went to lunch with him the other day.
Yeah.
But let's
Who's their Tennessee game three starter?
Oh, I just got off of the stats. No, I can pull them up for you, Ethan.
Okay, well, I can too.
Michael Plassmeyer.
That's an awesome name.
He pitched 5 1/3, gave up 7 hits, 3 runs, struck out 4.
Yeah.
And he's 4-4 on the year, so he's obviously had plenty of appearances. So I'm going to predict Michael Plassmeyer to be their starter in their Game 3 win.
Sounds good to me.
Let's take a look at their hitting. They have a whopping .256 team average.
Well, that's about where ours was last year, if I remember correctly.
Wait.
Which, you know, that's not something that is good by any stretch of the imagination.
Why did you mention last year? Was that necessary?
I was just saying that's similar to what we had last year. I think ours was like .246.
That's cool. They played 46 games. They have a grand total of 261 runs, so let's divide that. They average 5.6 runs per game.
It's not bad.
It's not great.
No, I mean, LSU, when we played them, was averaging like 6.3 or something like that. So,
yeah.
You know, it's not that far off from some good teams in this conference.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, Mizzou's still not a good team.
So obviously, just looking at it, they are, I guess, driven by their pitching, which isn't the best pitching in the world.
I mean, their record's just 2 games above .500 right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, looking at their stats, looking at their schedule, it really shouldn't be a surprise that that is what their record is. When you're not hitting extremely well, when you've got mediocre pitching, maybe slightly above mediocre pitching, what would that be? You know, just under decent. So,
Ethan, I want you to do something.
You want me to do something?
Go back to the game notes
for
the Missouri State series and scroll down to the player Nolan Gromacki. A right-handed pitcher from Smithville, Missouri, and just look at his picture.
Let me find him. What number is he?
Number 27.
I think I passed him? What the heck are... Where are you?
He's the only player without a hat on. I'll go ahead and say that.
Wait, whoa. Okay. That's... Yeah. Okay.
Looks like flames are on top of his head.
I'm gonna feel bad for this. Have you seen the old claymation Rudolph and Santa Claus and such?
Yeah.
Mr. Heat Miser?
I don't know what that is.
So you haven't seen it?
I have seen it.
Go to YouTube.
I'm not gonna go to YouTube.
Go to YouTube.
Well, I'm gonna look up a picture.
No. Okay, well, that works too, but...
Mr. Heat...
He does this singing routine, and it's pretty great.
Mr. Heat Miser.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll go ahead and just say, it's a troll doll, is pretty much...
Oh. Mine was better than that.
Anyways, So, looking at Missouri's schedule, especially with a win over Missouri State, who's a top 25 opponent, who defeated Arkansas, I believe, 10 runs the other day, but also a 15-run loss to Missouri State, that's just an example of how inconsistent and strange this team is.
Well, I mean, the simple fact that they dropped one to Illinois when they were on a 4-game win streak.
Yeah.
You just came off a sweep of Tennessee... A not great SEC team, but still an SEC team. I'd say they're about the same as Illinois, just looking at Illinois' schedule briefly. You need to carry that momentum into these series against better teams, such as Mississippi State in this case.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm glad they're not carrying that momentum.
So, with that being said, that was just a 15-minute preview, but who cares? Do you have a prediction?
Yeah. I want to predict a sweep. Yeah, I really do, but yeah, I just don't feel comfortable doing that. You know, I think the trend of scoring a lot on Friday, or well, in this case, Thursday, today, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo! Donald Trump's least favorite day.
Oh. Well. Crap, I don't know where I was going. Oh, yeah, we're going to score a lot on game one. Probably not score more than three on game two. Still win it. And then probably lose like 9-8 on game three.
All right, I'm going to predict a 2 out of 3 series win with a loss on Sunday.
Yeah, that about what I predicted.
You want to hear something fun?
Sure.
John Cohen was a Missouri assistant from 1992 through 1997.
This like right before he went to Kentucky?
And a graduate, and he was a graduate assistant in 92 through 94. It was actually right before he went to Northwestern State, which is right before he went to Kentucky, which is right before he went to Mississippi State.
I forgot about Northwestern State in between there.
So, yeah, that's legitimately it. Let's get to questions.
We have a few.
And this is going to be the shortest show ever. They're all from Mr. Vanderlip, the large dog trademark, at KT Vanderlip on Twitter. He asks, and this is the best one of his little charts he's ever done. It's got a maroon font with the Davis Wade in the background and the official For Whom the Podcast Tolls logo in the bottom right corner.
Yeah. This one actually might generate some good discussion, I think.
So, questions. The events of last week have made me wonder, what direction is our athletic department as a whole moving in? Please use the following grade scale to rate each sport. Number 1, ticking up. Number 2, sliding down. Number 3, holding steady in an okay place. Holding 4, holding steady but needs to improve. The 5 sports he has selected are football, men's basketball, women's basketball, baseball, softball. Let's start with football, shall we?
Well, it's at the top of the list.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
I'm going to go ahead and say that the first time I read this, when I was reading the scale, I read that as tickling up.
Oh.
Which I couldn't figure out why he said tickling up, but I'm glad you read it again.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. In my opinion, is somewhere in between sliding down and holding steady but needs to improve.
See, I think for football, it's, you know, holding steady but needs to improve. You know, we saw it improve 2013 to 2014, obviously. Took a step back in 2015.
With
the way, you know, we've talked a little bit about this, is the way we lost to Alabama is a key indicator of, you know, at this point in the Dan Mullen era, we should not be losing to Alabama the way we're losing. You know, we shouldn't
What about the Ole Miss game,
I was just about to get there. I mean, when Dan Mullen built the program on, we're never going to lose to that team again, one loss here or there, that's fine, but not 2 years in a row, not in your home stadium where there hasn't been a loss in how long?
Yeah, let's not, well, yeah, we're it's, not, so we're it's not just, talking about, we're not talking about it.
You know, you're holding steady, you're in a decent place, needs to be better.
I'm going with sliding down, because our recruiting costs have been very subpar. Losing Dak will ultimately lead to a game or two below from last year, and with how we're in, I know that this year's recruiting, because in my opinion, this year's recruiting class is the biggest one Dan Mullen's ever had. If it's another subpar mid-30s recruiting class, I'll just go ahead and say that our program will be in the dumpster in a few years. So, number 2, men's basketball. The answer is ticking up. Is there an answer better than ticking
up? Yeah, that's what I was looking for, and there's not. We're going to be a basketball school.
That's a good one.
I mean, men's basketball, we're bringing in, what, 7, 8 guys this year?
Six.
No, pretty sure we added one.
Oh, wow. Well,
I wrote a piece about him, another center, I think. It was a couple weeks ago, but, regardless, bringing in pretty good class, number 5 in the nation.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
One of the best that state has ever had. So, yeah, I'd say that's pretty good.
Women's basketball, is there one better than ticking up?
We're a basketball school.
Number four, baseball. See, it's hard to talk about the program itself because the program has sort of been in a roller coaster under John Cohen. You know, it was terrible the first 2 years. It spiked up dramatically with the super regional. Then it took a step down with the regional. Then it went as high as it ever has been with the College World Series. And it took a step down with the regional. Then it took a step down with no NCAA tournament. Now it's spiking back up again. It's just like a heart monitor.
I mean,
you know.
I wouldn't say that it took a step down last year. I think it took a nosedive.
What?
No, would you just let me finish? I think it took a freaking nosedive.
Well, yeah.
You can't just say it took a step down.
That's accurate. But as I was saying,
I think there is potential for it to go back as high as it's ever been.
I mean,
the way it bounces up and down is absurd.
The program is a heart monitor for a very unhealthy person.
Very rapidly up and down, up and down.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm just going to say holding steady in an okay place.
I think the overall trend is moving up if you follow it over the years, but I think you would need to plot out a couple points in the future to really determine that, and it depends on how this season ends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, holding steady in an okay place works for me.
I'm going to say softball. You know more about it than I do, but as far as I know, it's sliding down.
Yeah, this year's taken a step back. It's somewhere between sliding down and holding steady, but needs to improve simply due to how tough the schedule was. You know, one of the toughest in the nation, with the just level of competition in the SEC this year. So, you know, I think sliding down is probably the most open and fair assessment here. Regardless, it needs to improve. So.
Okay, he asked another question. If you had a nickel for every time you heard "May the 4th be with you" today, how many dollars would you have? I like this question. Because at my school we have homerooms. And our homeroom teacher, who is the biggest Star Wars freak in the world, dressed as Darth Vader.
Oh no. Oh gosh.
And his name is Mr. Stalls. So he called himself, instead of Darth Maul, Darth Stalls.
Oh no. No. I like Star Wars, but I think people take it too far.
Like in that situation?
Yes, very much so. Gosh. I honestly would have no dollars because I did not leave my house. I've been studying and sleeping.
I would have maybe 40 cents.
I read it a lot on Twitter. Like, I scrolled through around lunchtime. It was everywhere.
That counts?
That
counts, yeah.
Probably 5-6 tweets. So,
and then finally, and another one, quote DJ Khaled, where is the best burger you've ever had, and what is the best burger in Starkville? I have an immediate answer for both of these questions.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
No, go for it.
Best burger I've ever had. Memphis has a burger place. Has burger places. It's the same brand, but it's different restaurants scattered across town called Huey's. That's the best burger I've ever had, and the best burger in Starkville is the McDonald at Mugshots.
I've got three answers here for the best burger I've ever had. Just
okay.
Because it's, yes.
It's burger singular, but
care.
Okay.
I do what I want. What else are we gonna talk about?
What did you just say? What else we're gonna talk
about?
Yeah,
what else are we gonna talk about? Can I talk about three hamburgers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the best one in Starkville, I keep hearing...
I think I know your answer for this question.
It's not McDonald's. That was... Whoever put that down was absurd and should be fired.
McDonald's.
You remember that?
I do remember that. voted best burger in Stoneville.
Nobody voted that. Nobody voted for McDonald's unless they were stoned out of their mind.
Oh, man. I mean, if you're going to go with a chain in the city of Starkville, at least go with Sonic. I mean,
Christie's is a local chain, and they probably have better burgers.
I'm talking about a national chain.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But I'd probably...
You never answered your question.
I'd probably go with Christie's. I've never had them.
Have you ever had a burger in the city of Starkville that you've enjoyed? You've been living here for 3 years.
Yeah. The McDonald's pretty good. I'm trying to think of
Never been to Christie's, you can't say that's my favorite burger.
No, I'm not saying the question's not what is your favorite burger in Starkville, it's where's the best burger in Starkville, and I hear that the best burger in Starkville is either at Christie's or at Bulldog Burger Company.
You can't agree with that statement because you've never had it.
But it's not asking what I...
But how would you know if it's the best burger or not?
I hear from friends who go often.
Well, you have different taste buds than your friends.
It doesn't matter. It's talking about the best burger, an objectively best burger.
But you don't know if it's the... You cannot agree.
It's not asking if I agree or not. It's asking for the best.
But how would you know if it's the best? Because your friends are just saying it, but that doesn't mean that you will enjoy it.
It's people on Twitter that I see. Everybody's going to either Christie's that I know of or Bulldog Burger Company, which they brand their burgers, which is pretty cool. And they had a go-to-home as...
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people would say just because they have that, it's better.
That's great. So what's the best burger you've had in Starkville? I'm asking you that.
Probably the pizza burger at... Mugshots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the three burger things.
Okay, there's one up in Alaska.
Of course.
Yeah. It's...
Is it made of ice?
No, it's made of bison.
Oh, God.
It's magnificent. It's this small little place called Rosie's, I think, in the middle of nowhere. Like, there's tundra, and then there's this little burger joint cafe.
I can see Russia from my house.
No, we're not. No. We're not talking about that lunatic. And then the second one is my dad actually makes this burger. It's very, very good. I like it a lot. He puts deer meat in it with hamburger meat in it. Very lean, tastes great. I appreciate it. And because I can get it, relatively often, it works for me as one of my best burgers. What was the third? Oh, the mac and cheese burger at the Mugshots in, Pearl or Jackson, that area. They put, instead of hamburger buns, you get grilled cheese sandwiches. And then they put mac and cheese on the sandwich, and then you get the burger in there, and it's like a giant meal. I think it's like 8,000 calories or something like that, approximately. Yeah. Those are my three.
Okay, so that'll do it for this episode of the podcast. So, Ethan Lee, do you have any final thoughts?
I want a mac and cheese burger.
Okay, so on Tuesday...
I wish they had that in Starkville, because that would automatically be the best.
On Tuesday, we'll talk about Mississippi State series with Missouri.
MIZCOU.
And that's it.
Yeah, we're getting into a bit of a lull stretch.
Yeah.
So.
But until then, thank you all for listening to this a bit shorter show. And until then, remember to be #...
Not a douchebag on Twitter.
Very quality.